The call by the Catholic Bishops' Conference to abolish the computerized school selection placement system continues to attract comments from people in the education sector. The latest is from the president of the Conference of Heads of Assisted Secondary School, Samuel Ofureje. In his view, the idea behind the system is perfect, but the problem could be attributed to the operators of the system. Mr. Ofureje was speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News, noted that the challenges will be given another look in order to come out with solutions. Mr. Ofureje spoke to Kingsley Obenchere.
The idea behind the CSSPS is perfect, very, very perfect, because it has to do with performance. If 10 people have chosen a particular school and the school can take here 3 students, all things being equal, we should rank them and the best 3 should go to the school. And that is what the CSSPS basically was meant to do, and that brings a lot of transparency into the system. The problem is not with the system, but rather the operators of the system. People are not ready to accept what the system turns out. If we put the number of students who are selected, say, Accra Academy, into the system and it's run, and the order of merit is used, you still have others who think that they must necessarily be in that school. So all I can say for now is that if we, the human beings, and we are not leaving out anybody, right from the top to the bottom, if we would allow the system to work, I think it's one of the best things which has happened to us as far as admissions into the senior high school is concerned. So I think we should rather make the system work instead of saying we are scrapping it altogether.
A former Director General of the Ghana Education Service, Michael Nsowa, admitted that there are challenges with the system, but it cannot be abandoned since the world is now in a computer age.
There are challenges, and they come from both sides. We are in a computer age, and therefore we cannot afford to continue to do the selection manually. But when people fill the forms, and they unfortunately give the wrong code, because the computer understands the code. For every school has a code, the machine understands only one language.
You are talking about these challenges, and certainly it's been with us since the system came into place. Does that mean the level of education that should go with it and the awareness that should be created is not being carried out very well?
Every year when we are the filling of the fault, a lot of effort goes into it. In fact, we do it across the country. When we are doing these things, many people don't seem to be interested until the challenges arise, and then they start creating and making hue and cry about it. So maybe if people will now do this filling of forms with a lot of concentration, we will continue to have these challenges.
Can you take us through exactly what is done when we are talking about the computer selection and placement system?
You can compete. Mind you, there's a lot of competition. For instance, I'm told that 12,000 girls chose Wesegir. 1,000 of them got aggregate 6. And therefore, you can imagine, Wesegir can accommodate only 300. Now they are using the raw scores so as to do the ranking. So when they do the ranking of the 1,000, at 300, they have to stop. Certainly, people will continue to cry that, look, my child got aggregate 6. Yes, she got aggregate 6, all right, but it's not easy. Initially, there were only 3 choices, and candidates were advised not to select 2 big schools. Because, for instance, if you select Achimota and select Prefect, the competition in these schools are very high. And therefore, if you are unfortunate with your 6-1 and you don't get it, certainly you feel peeved. But that is not it, because there may be more than 800 people competing for the program that you've chosen.
A former Director General of the GES, Michael Nsowa.